Our epistle for this first Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 33. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations bewildered by the roaring of sea and waves. Men fainting for fear, for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a parable. "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. But even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, on this Sunday, Holy Mother of the Church highlights the theme that we were supposed to meditate on last Sunday and throughout the week, and that is the reality of our end, of our final end. And that reality is how we have decided to live our lives will determine on whether or not we are with God for all eternity or without Him for all eternity. The choice is ours. Last Sunday, the presentation was a little bit more intense. This Sunday, when Christ is speaking to his disciples, he says, "But when you see these things come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Why does Holy Mother of the Church give this to us at the beginning of this liturgical year? Yes, this is the beginning of the liturgical year. Yes, the world begins its year at January the 1st. But Holy Mother of the Church begins its liturgical year on the first Sunday of Advent. To remember those 4,000 years of preparation before the coming of the Promised One, the Messiah. So we have an Advent wreath. That's why there's four candles on the Advent wreath, to remind us of that wait. To remind us of the promise. To remind us of the people, the Old Testament, who were given the same scriptures that we read and the same prophecies that we know of the Messiah who would come. Advent is a time of expectation, expecting of mercy and justice. If we abide in the mercy, the time of mercy, then the time of justice will not be terrifying. Justice is only terrifying to those who are violators of justice. So we go through an awaiting period, waiting for Christ to be born in our hearts in a special way at Christmas time. But the choice is ours. He's made his choice. If you want a good Christmas, have a good Advent. If you want a great Christmas, have a great Advent. What are you supposed to do during Advent? You prepare your heart. You take a serious look inside and see if the selfish man abides. You see where you have not made room for Christ, and you weed out those vices and faults. But it's only the humble man that's able to do this. The prideful man will say, I know better. I have my way. And the prideful man only fools himself, because his way leads only to what he can offer himself. And that is not salvation. St. Paul, in today's epistle, says, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep. Now, oftentimes, children think, oh, that's gospel, that's epistle, that's not for me. If you made your first Holy Communion, pay attention, because this is for you. It's time for you to wake up. Because if you don't wake up, you don't appreciate the gifts that you have been given, and you don't use them properly. And when you use gifts improperly, you offend. For it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. What does that mean? Well, yes, it means that eternity is right around the corner. It's a pretty dreadful thought when you just have that. But I think it means something different, something way more hopeful. Our salvation is nearer. Where is our salvation? Our salvation is here. He is our salvation, if you believe in him. If you receive him in Holy Communion, you have received your salvation. He is your Savior, but you have to truly receive him and be one with him. We have that opportunity right now. That's why St. Paul's saying, wake up. Wake up. It's time for you to wake up now, because tomorrow might be too late. Every year, our parish, we try to get a theme that we live by or that we think about throughout the year. We tie into the liturgy. Last year's theme was Christ's words, where he says, I know mine and mine know me. And thinking back on those words and that theme of last year, do you know Christ better than you did a year ago? Remember, the spiritual life is one that must always progress. If it doesn't, if you think you've remained the same, you've stepped back. The spiritual writers make this very clear. If your relationship with Christ is nonchalant, then it's lacking. It's faulty. It's wrong. When thinking of the theme that we're going to adopt this year as our parish, this one part of St. Paul's epistle kept coming back to me over and over again. It is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. Yeah, how near is it? It's here. It's now. It's today. If you're going to receive our Lord in Holy Communion, you receive him, who is your Savior and gives you salvation if you let him. In the communion verse for the day's Mass, it says, the Lord will give goodness and our earth will yield her fruit. God has great graces in store for us if we only make use of the quote-unquote little graces that he offers us now. I put little in quotes, because any gift from God is infinite, because it comes from he who is infinite. But if you find that you start rejecting grace, then how can you hope for greater blessing? It's time for us to wake up and to make good use of the day given to us, to do good while we still have time, and to make sure that Christ is a part of our day, if you want to be a part of his eternity. But there are things we have to do. We have to make room for him. How do we do that? We lay aside the works of darkness, all in charity and selfishness, basically, all sin and pride. In the introit for today's Mass, as well as the gradual, the prayer for a good Advent is given to us to pray. And it says, show me, O Lord, thy ways, and teach me thy paths. There's only one way to salvation, and that is following Christ. But in order to follow him, we have to deny ourselves, we have to take up our cross, and we have to be faithful in that commitment. It can't just be something that easily rolls off the tongue. It has to be a resolution that we make. And what better day for us to make a resolution, to make some changes, than at the beginning of the liturgical year? People make New Year resolutions, let's make it as we prepare our hearts for Christ to be born at them at Christmas time, and then perfect them through the year. So that at the end of the year, at the end of this next liturgical year, if the good Lord gives us a full year, and the question comes to us, do I know Christ better today than I did a year ago? We'll say, yes, I know him. He's my salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.